Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. Let's talk about gold today. Gold's heading for a weekly gain with focus on status of the U.S.-Iran war. It's interesting. Gold is always reactionary, right? People pile in when they're scared. People dump it when all of a sudden the times are good. And it's interesting because people should be really scared. You'd think the price of gold would be skyrocketing. But as of the recording of this, gold's off of its highs by, what, around 8-9%? Says right here, the gold price is inched up on Friday, headed for a weekly gain as the U.S. dollar weakened following the U.S.-Iran truce through market participants continued to, though market participants continue to assess the durability and impactions for interest rates. Gold buyers are carefully reclaiming the narrative this week with higher lows every day, helped by the tentative ceasefire. And that's the sad thing. The key word there is a narrative. Remember, we're always chasing narrative. The only thing that causes stocks, gold, crypto, bonds to go up or down in value is a narrative, the human belief, where they think things are going. And I believe because people have been winning for so long in the markets, in all markets really, you think about it, cryptos, gold, stocks, because of crazy easy money policy, debt that's still easy to obtain. I think a lot of people have lost their minds. They don't remember what a good old-fashioned recession's like. And I think one of those are going to come smack people in the face here pretty soon. So I think it's important to really weigh all of your decisions against, are you doing what the herd is doing? Because again, this is all a narrative. And I think that's really important to note. To all the gold holders out there, I got gold too. I like gold. It's God's money, really is, because he created it. But the thing is, you don't want to hold it forever. Hey, it's starting to snow. All right, with that being said, the Economic Ninja is out.